Welcome back to WCRB In Concert with Rockport Music. I'm Kathy Fuller, bringing you a concert from February 2018 at the Shilin Lu Performance Center. The soloist is pianist Song Jin Cho, the 24-year-old whose career skyrocketed when he won the Chopin International Piano Competition in 2015. Understandably, Chopin is what Cho is known for, and you'll hear Chopin's third piano sonata later on. Next, though, Debussy's second book of Images, a collection of three short pieces that Cho considers one of the great masterpieces of piano music. There are three pictures that Debussy paints. The first is Cloche à travers les feuilles, or Bells Through the Leaves, gives an impression of wind chimes strung up in the branches of a great tree, leaves and chimes all rustling in the wind. Debussy calls the second one And the Moon Descends on the Temple Ruins, and it sketches a really magical place, ancient and shrouded in mystery. The third final image is Poisson d'Or, or Fish of Gold. It brings to life a beautiful gilded painting of a fish that Debussy kept in his collection. And here he is, Song Jin Cho, with Debussy's Images Book 2 on WCRB In Concert with Rockport Music. And with that, the golden fish splashes back down into his pond. You heard Debussy's Image Book 2, performed by Song Jin Cho on WCRB In Concert with Rockport Music. The next piece in this concert is familiar territory for Cho, the 2015 winner of the Chopin International Piano Competition. Cho says that Chopin's third sonata is the grandest in scale of all his piano sonatas, and even though Cho began learning it only last year, he has a special understanding of the drama and the lyricism in Chopin's music. The third sonata is complex and romantic, and Cho plays it with imagination and emotion, spinning a deeply compelling story. Here he is, Song Jin Cho, with Chopin's third sonata on WCRB In Concert with Rockport Music.
Thank you.
It is a thrilling ride. Even the pianist has to hang on for that. That's Chopin's Third Sonata with Song Jin Cho at the Shilin Lu Performance Center in Rockport, Massachusetts, on WCRB In Concert with Rockport Music. And the audience loves him. I'm sure he's got something else up his sleeve. Here he is with an encore.
Thank you.
Debussy's Reflets dans l'eau, Reflections in the Water, from Images Book 1, performed by Song Jin Cho as an encore here at the Shilin Lu Performance Center, presentation by Rockport Music. It's WCRB in concert with Rockport Music. I'm Kathy Fuller. Rockport's 2018 Chamber Music Festival starts this week. It's on June 15th. The theme is Revolution. There are many stellar concerts coming up under the direction of the new director, Barry Schiffman. They span the breadth and variety of all that classical music has to offer, from Handel's sumptuous love duets with Susie LeBlanc and Daniel Taylor on June 24th, to a screening of the riveting film Exit Music on July 6th, to a series of casual, intimate late-night classical cabarets. Rockport's month-long celebration of music is something for absolutely everyone. This upcoming weekend alone, hear romantic Tchaikovsky alongside fresh works by Rockport's composer-in-residence, Osvaldo Golijov, as well as music by Tan Dun, based on a 13th-century Chinese legend, and traditional favorites like Mendelssohn and Brahms and Bach. Find out more, including how to buy tickets, at our website, classicalwcrb.org. Remember, you can hear this concert again on demand when you visit us online. That's where you'll also find our complete broadcast schedule, WCRB's podcast, The Answered Question, as well as a link to more information about Rockport Music. That's all at classicalwcrb.org. This broadcast of Song Jin Cho, presented by Rockport Music, is produced on air and online by Kendall Todd and Kathy Fuller. Our audio producer is Antonio Oliart-Ross. Thanks to Alan McClellan, and thanks also to Rockport Music and Song Jin Cho for making this broadcast possible. I'm Kathy Fuller. Thank you for joining us for In Concert from WCRB, a part of WGBH, Boston.